This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Who is the greatest lover in the history of the world? Yes, it's him, and I'll give you my reasons why in today's program. First, a moment with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Romans 5:8 says God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is a lot of love. Let me put this verse back in its context, which is in the 5th chapter of the New Testament book of Romans. Romans was a book written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Let's take a more in-depth look at the way in which God, through his only Son, Jesus Christ, loves us. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. So then, you may ask, does God love everyone or just Christians? There is a sense in which God loves everyone in the whole world. See John 3:16 and 1 John 2:2. This love is not conditional. It is rooted in God's character and based on the fact that he is a God of love, 1 John 4:8. God's love for everyone could be thought of as his merciful love, since it results in the fact that God does not immediately punish people for their sins, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. Your Father in heaven causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. This is another example of God's love for everyone, his merciful love, his benevolence extended to everyone, not just to Christians. God's merciful love for the world is also manifested in that God gives people the opportunity to repent. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, says the Bible. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That's 2 Peter 3:9. God's unconditional love is related to His general call to salvation and what is often called His permissive or perfect will, that aspect of God's will that reveals His attitude and defines what is pleasing to Him. However, God's love for everyone does not mean that everyone will be saved. See Matthew 25:46. God will not ignore sin, for He is a God of justice. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Sin cannot go unpunished forever. If God simply disregarded sin and allowed it to continue to wreak havoc in creation forever, then He would not be love. To ignore God's merciful love, to reject Christ, or to deny the Savior who bought us, is to subject ourselves to God's wrath for all eternity. Romans 1:18. That's His wrath, not His love. Now, the love of God that justifies sinners is not extended to everyone, only to those who have faith in Jesus Christ. The love of God that brings people into intimacy with Himself is not extended to everyone, only to those who love the Son of God, John 14:21. This love could be thought of as God's covenant love, and it is conditional, given only to those who place their faith in Jesus for salvation, John 3:36. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are loved unconditionally, securely, forever. Does God love everyone? Yes. He shows mercy and kindness to all. Does God love Christians more than He loves non-Christians? No, not in regards to His merciful love. Does God love Christians in a different way than He loves non-Christians? Yes, because believers have exercised faith in God's Son, they are saved. God has a unique relationship with Christians in that only Christians have forgiveness based on God's eternal grace. The unconditional, merciful love God has for everyone should bring us to faith, receiving with gratefulness the conditional covenant love He grants those who receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Remember, anyone can become a Christian. This is a club that has an open membership for everyone. On this program, I talk about the value of having a personal relationship with God. So what does that really mean? Having a personal relationship with God begins the moment we realize our need for Him, admit we are sinners, and in faith, receive Jesus Christ as Savior. God, our Heavenly Father, has always desired to be close to us, to have a relationship with us. Before Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, see Genesis chapter 3, both he and Eve knew God on an intimate personal level. They walked with Him in the garden and talked directly to Him. Due to the sin of man, we became separated and disconnected from God. What many people do not know, realize, or even care about is that Jesus gave us the most amazing gift, the opportunity to spend eternity with God, if we trust in Him. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. God became a human being in the person of Jesus Christ to take on our sin, be killed, and then be raised to life again, proving His victory over sin and death. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. If we accept this gift, we have become acceptable to God and can have a relationship with Him. Those who have a personal relationship with God include God in their daily lives. They pray to Him, read His Word, and meditate on verses in an effort to get to know Him even better. Those who have a personal relationship with God pray for wisdom, James 1:5, which is the most valuable asset we could ever have. They take their request to Him, asking in Jesus' name. Jesus is the one who loves us enough to give His life for us, and He is the one who bridged the gap between us and God. The Holy Spirit has been given to us as our counselor. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you and will be in you. That's John 14. Jesus said this before he died, and after he died, the Holy Spirit became available to all who earnestly seek to receive him. He is the one who lives in the hearts of believers and never leaves. He counsels us, teaches us truths, and changes our hearts. Without this divine Holy Spirit, we would not have the ability to fight against evil and temptations. But since we do have him, we begin to produce the fruit that comes from allowing the Spirit to control us. That fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Read Galatians chapter 5. This personal relationship with God is not as hard to find as we might think, and there is no mysterious formula for getting it. But to be specific, to become a true believer in Jesus Christ, to become a Christian, means confessing or admitting your sin and rebellion against God and your past disregard for Christ and his salvation. Repenting of all known sin or wrongdoing against God. That means a willing commitment to allow God to change your heart and mind and being willing to make consistent lifestyle changes in your life. Believing with all sincerity, holding back nothing, in Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior to take away your sin and make you acceptable to God through your faith in Christ. Then I recommend getting a Bible and reading the New Testament, starting in the book of John. Then read one of the epistles, like the book of Ephesians, for example. Tell people of your decision to follow Christ and meet together with other Christians often. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to actively repent of their sins, and to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 5:8, which says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.